need to laugh. And when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is. Good day, sunshine this Monday. Had a little rain, much needed yesterday, but I'm glad it's out of here. Got a gorgeous day today. You know what they say? They say, right here on Pep Talk with the Pensacola Expert Panel, when it's a good day, sunshine, it's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
It certainly is.
And guess who's here? Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Todd.
How you doing, Meg?
I'm pretty good. It's a good day.
It is a good day. And yeah, it's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Commerce day. But like you said, we got a little rain over the weekend, which was much needed.
Absolutely. And,
So hopefully things will be turning a little bit greener.
Well, I was thinking about you because there's so many festivals right now, so many events coming up, and I feel like when May 1st comes around, it's like you jump on the horse and you go, all right, here we go.
Yeah,
and you go all the way through summer.
Right.
I know your plate is full, so we'll try to see if we can touch on all the different things the Chamber is doing, but I know you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, we're cranking up again. We've had a couple weeks where we hadn't been so busy, but planning for kind of a sprint here in May of big events. So starting this Friday, we've got our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast.
That's always fun.
Yeah, we're back at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that'll be 7:30 is when the doors open for networking, and then the program starts around 8. Big Brothers Big Sisters is our sponsor this month.
Oh,
so
nice.
It'll be great to hear from them. All their latest activities.
And Paula Shell will be
there,
I'm
amazing.
Guessing. Yes,
you know, there's a need out there for bigs, so I'm sure that'll be part of the program, but looking forward to hearing from them.
If I want to go, do I have to be a chamber member to go to the breakfast?
No, it's a little more expensive, but, you know, we do try to encourage non-members to come to see what it's all about, and hopefully they'll join. And as a, you know, if you join, your first visit to Good Morning Pensacola as a new member is free.
Oh, nice.
And you get to come up in front of everyone and give a 30-second pitch about your business. You
know, that's
a little elevator
it.
Speech about, you know, the who, what, where, when, and why of your business. And, so it's great. It's about 120 people every month and
a great
way to start off the month. And it's always
I wish
fun.
I could go, but I'm here.
Right. Yeah.
So I can't go.
I've got quite a few people who've told me that over the years. It's like, I know.
But that's why it's kind of
commitments. But I'd love to be there.
If you want to go, it is a good idea to register, right?
Yes, we really encourage people to register, PensacolaChamber.com, just because it sometimes sells out.
Right.
And you don't want to miss out.
No. Well, and then if you are not a morning person or you've got commitments, then there's the afternoon business after hours every month.
Yeah. So we have a few things for if you're looking at either lunchtime or after work. So we have it this week, what's called the Chamber Connect.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchtime Tuesday and Thursday. At the chamber, there'll be a sponsor. They bring lunch, and you know they kind of lead the program. But it's a lot of networking. It's an opportunity to learn. We've got a great group of our chamber ambassadors that run the program.
Oh, nice!
And there's a lot of information about how to network, how to make those connections that you're looking to make.
Is it a little smaller turnout than the breakfast?
This is at our office, so it's you know, between 20 and 30 people.
That
typically
might be more comfortable for some people.
Yeah, for some folks, you know, lunch works better, and not the big, you know, group.
That can be intimidating sometimes.
Sure, but And there's an educational component every time about, you know, how to network, how to, you know, meet people, how to, you know, and it's really geared towards small business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's particularly newer members or members who are looking to really connect and you know, find those businesses that they can do business with or they can grow with. So,
well, I think people a lot of times don't even realize all the resources that a Chamber of Commerce has. And yours in particular, the Pensacola Chamber, has so many resources that people can take advantage of and may not even know that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we do every other month, we do what's called Chamber 101.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first Wednesday of every other month where, you know, it's geared towards new members. But if you're a current member who maybe hasn't been to an event or, you know, needs to brush up on all the things we're doing, it's a great way to meet the staff, to learn about all the activities, the events, how you can get plugged in. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, if you're not getting our emails that have all the information about these events, you can, and you don't have to be a chamber member to get on our email distribution list. You can email us at news@pensacolachamber.com. We will add you to our email distribution list so you can find out about all the activities, the events, and how you can get connected.
I love being on that list, and I believe that's the same list that comes out on Fridays with
right.
business events and information.
Right. Yeah, so we have our member news that comes out every Friday, and that is a great resource. If you are a member of the chamber, you can add, if you have an event or an announcement or a sale or anything that you want to include as a member, you can send that to us in a PDF. If you send it to us by noon on Thursday, we'll include that. It goes out every Friday, and it goes out to over 5,000
wow.
unique email addresses. So
that's great.
And it's a great way to reach out to you know, the community with mm-hmm. with what's happening with your business.
Well, and you know those people on the list are local, most likely.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
the vast
a great
majority
way
are,
to reach
are,
them.
Are local, and yeah, it is a great way. And we do, yeah, we get a good open rate on those emails. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people, you know, they send emails and it's a low open rate. But we get a good open rate.
That's a great resource.
Yeah, it's a great way to, you know, and got to be a chamber member to get on there. But also, we have our, if you're a member, you can post on our website, our member calendar, mm-hmm. our community calendar. So, again, if you have, you know, whether it's an event, it's a sale, it's something grand opening, whatever, you can post that on our community calendar so the public can know about it. And that's really one of the most visited pages on our website. So,
well, so
it's,
helpful,
it's great,
especially
great visibility there.
Especially for small businesses, if you're on a tight budget, and these are some opportunities that you can promote yourself for free.
Right.
And
exactly.
And reach a lot of people. So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you got a full calendar. So what else is on your list, sir?
So that, yeah, this Friday as well, we'll be spending the day at Scenic Hills. So we have the Chamber Classic Golf Tournament that will be taking place.
Fun.
And we might be sold out. I hadn't had a chance to check this morning. So if you were trying to get that foursome in, you can reach out. Maybe we can squeeze you in, but I think we're sold out.
Oh, how fun.
So we're hoping some of this chamber weather sticks around for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And, but looking forward to a great day out at Scenic Hills. They do a great job.
So you start with the breakfast and then go play a little golf?
Play a little golf.
Sounds like
that.
A day to me.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to this
so
day
much
for
the work
for
day.
A long
if I have
time.
To work, I have to be at a chamber event.
Right,
you know,
right.
You tell your boss, I got to go to a chamber event. Very important conference.
That's right. You got to
connect. On 18 holes.
Right, right. So looking forward to that. You know, tee off at noon. And then after party, you know, whenever everyone wraps up there. So, yeah, it's going to be, it'll be a long but very good day this Friday.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like a much needed break this spring.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's going to be a break, but it'll be fun.
Well, that's true.
Right, right.
Okay, so we're coming into May.
Right. And then, yeah, so May is Military Appreciation Month. And so we have our State of the Military luncheon coming up on Thursday, May 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And seats are going quickly. We've got a few left. So, again, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get your, you know, we still have some tables left or individual seats.
Where will that be?
So, it'll be at Culinary Productions.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Wright Street in downtown Pensacola. Next Thursday, doors open at 11 a.m., and the program will start at 11:30. It's going to be pretty awesome because we're going to hear from Mama-san, the CEO at NAS Pensacola, but also Thumbs, Captain Elkins from Whiting Field.
Excellent.
So you're going to hear direct from base leadership at both installations.
The timing's perfect.
Yeah.
Just in time for Navy Days.
You've got a lot happening in the world we might hear some updates about. But yeah, and then that leads into Pensacola Navy Days, which is not a chamber event. It's a separate organization, but it's something I've been involved with since its inception. And that'll be a full weekend of events as well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's got the golf tournament and the gala. Saturday's got a fun run, parade
downtown,
and family fun fest. And we're going to have a Coast Guard vessel that people can tour.
How fun.
And then Sunday, a concert Sunday evening, so you can have all your Mother's Day activities and then have a nice, relaxing concert at Museum Plaza.
Oh, nice.
And so, to get more information, buy tickets, get your golf team, anything like that, you go to PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Yes, I made a mistake earlier. I said .com. I meant to say .org.
So emphasize that, PensacolaNavyDays.org, for all the information. And, you know, again, hoping for good weather. We've had some challenges with that the first couple of years. So
not this year.
We're
done.
We deserve a nice, beautiful Chamber of Commerce weekend for that.
I think it will be. We're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce right here on Pep Talk. PEP stands for Pensacola Expert Panel, and he is an expert on Pensacola, no doubt about that. So if you've got a question about some of the events he's mentioned, maybe a question about the chamber, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So I love that you had a statement for this year, your mission statement.
Yes.
Want to share that again?
So it's advocacy in action.
So what are some of the things now on your advocacy plate?
Right. So might have seen the big meeting between the city and the county a couple weeks ago about the Pensacola Bay Center and what may be happening there. So that's something we're keeping a close eye on. We haven't taken a position yet on what, you know, what we would like to see there. But I think it's important. It's important to the business community that this is done well and done right. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, frankly, we get calls at the chamber frequently about organizations that want to come to Pensacola and put on an event with 500 or 600 people, and we just don't have enough.
A banquet. We don't have a convention center.
Right. We don't have, you know, the facility that's that can handle that.
Right.
So this is an important part of that conversation, and it's been talked about at these meetings. So that's good that that's being acknowledged. But, you know, until we see exactly what this is going to look like, we just want to make sure that that's understood, that the business community, you know, is watching, and you know, I think this is something that's being missed right now.
No question about
it. You've got military groups that reach out to us. I think there are convention opportunities, you know, business organizations that would come here. So, I know, you know, new hotels coming online, you know, that will be available for those types of events. So, you know, something that we're watching. Obviously, the legislature is going back into session the next few weeks to work on redistricting and the state budget. So we're keeping an eye on that.
Have you had any, from your perspective and just looking out for Pensacola, are there any budgetary issues that you're seeing that you're just kind of keeping a careful watch on at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously anything that's going to impact housing or workforce, those are big issues that we hear about a lot. There are always, you know, particular projects that, you know, are put in the budget that we keep an eye on that will impact Northwest Florida. But this is, you know, the first step. The legislature has to pass a budget, and then it goes to the governor, who can line item veto. So we got to, you know, keep working to make sure that those projects stay in the budget. But you know, it's important, because those projects, you know, we're growing. You know, we need to make sure we have the infrastructure and education resources that are needed to help handle that growth.
Well, it's interesting, because, you know, several years ago we were known, the Northwest Florida was kind of the redheaded stepchild.
Right.
We'd be over in the corner playing our game by ourselves. And so now I think we're on the radar, particularly because we're now the number one beach in the country, thanks to Con Nast Travelers. So I think that we've come a long way just in the last 20 years, the growth and development here in Pensacola, just the city, but in the whole, all of Northwest Florida, we've seen tremendous growth.
Right.
So it's interesting to see how that's going to play out in terms of how the state sees us now and the funding that we get.
Right. Yeah. And that's important. That,
For infrastructure and for the arts. I hope that they will reconsider some of those decisions.
And yeah.
Because we have such a great, we were talking about that with Malcolm earlier, it's such a great arts community.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's really everything that, that we need to keep getting funded and make sure that we are capable of handling the growth that's coming in.
Yeah, I'm doing it in the right way, with the quotes around it, making sure that we take care of everything.
Right.
And just anticipate any potential problems in terms of infrastructure and things like that. Because when you see all these apartments rising in development, you want to make sure that that zoning and the things are taken care of properly.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think our local government leaders do a good job of trying to balance all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's always something you got to keep an eye on.
Okay, well, on a lighter note, we've got more things coming up. It doesn't end in May, does it?
No, hopefully the... Just to kind of wrap that up, hopefully the legislature gets finished and we can have we have a post-session wrap-up lunch typically every year, but, depending on the timing of everything, we'll just have to see if we have that. That would be great. We hear from some of the Tallahassee lobbyists who are the insiders working on all this, who understand what our issues are and our priorities, and they do a great job of wrapping it all up, but we'll just have to see the timing on that. But after that, we have it'll be here before we know it, the July 4th fireworks.
I know. It's going to be awesome this year.
Yeah. So again, we are working with our friends, Pensacola Young Professionals, to put this on. It's going to be interesting because the 4th is on a Saturday this
year.
Yay. So
I love it.
So we'll see. There may be the potential for some more events, throughout the weekend. We're still
big
kind
anniversary
of in the early planning stages, but everything is set. We've been working with our fireworks friends and making sure that we'll be able to put on a great show for everyone, and just very excited. We do have another website you can go to get more information, PensacolaFireworks.com.
Okay.
If you're a food truck or another type of vendor who'd like to be set up, you can go on there and register. So
now's the time to do that.
Yeah. We've already had a number of food trucks and other vendors reach out and register for the 4th. So if you want to be a part of that, we still have some spots available. You can go to PensacolaFireworks.com and get registered.
Well, I know I don't have to go anywhere for the 4th. Everything's going to be happening right here.
There's going to be a lot.
For sure.
The 250th is very exciting, and we're going to want to make sure that it's a show for people to remember.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got a question from one of our listeners on a more serious topic. We'll kind of segue back to Earl wants to know, are there things that the chamber can do to help out with workforce development? Because that's been a hot topic lately.
Yeah, so that's a great question. And we've recently hired a new workforce development director.
Oh, excellent.
So his name is Jesse Wolf, and he just started, so he's getting his feet wet. But it's a great partnership with CareerSource Escarosa.
Great.
So this is a position that's funded through them.
Excellent.
But Jesse's located at our office at the chamber. And like I said, he's brand new, so he's getting his feet wet. But he comes from, he's been working at George Stone in their workforce
excellent
department. Mm-hmm. And so he knows the community. He knows the people. So we're excited to get him engaged and figure out what are the needs of the business community in terms of workforce, and what are the programs that are in place now, what programs might need to be altered or adjusted, between the providers and the workforce. A lot's happening there. If you are receiving our emails, and we'll also put this on our Facebook page, we've got a workforce development survey.
Oh, excellent.
We collaborated with Pensacola State College and the Escambia County School District on. So that helps them get the input that they need again, for their programming and the classes that they're providing. So it'll be a part of the e-blast that goes out today, but we'll also put it on our social media. So if you get, you know, an opportunity, it's you know, it takes a few minutes, but, you know, it's worth it to get that information and help these folks out.
Well, yeah, be sure to be on the lookout for that survey. So that's pretty exciting stuff. If we've got so much on your plate, and I think what we should do is have Jesse come on the show.
Yeah.
Once he gets his feet wet and gets everything under his belt.
We've already talked about that, and he will definitely be coming in soon. But yeah, like you said, just, you know, give him the opportunity, kind of, you know,
get his feet on the ground,
figure out where everything is. He's great, and
exciting.
Look forward to having him on.
Excellent. Okay, well, we have just a few minutes left, Todd. Anything you want to touch on, or you want to just give us kind of a recap of what's coming up at the Pensacola Chamber?
Yeah, again, so this Friday we've got Good Morning Pensacola out at Scenic Hills. Doors open at 7:30. Program starts at 8. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to reserve your spot. That afternoon we'll have the Chamber Classic Golf Tournament teeing off at noon, again at Scenic Hills. So we'll be spending the day out there. Next Thursday is our State of the Military Luncheon at Culinary Productions in downtown Pensacola. Again, you go to PensacolaChamber.com to reserve your, if you want a table or if you just want an individual ticket, you can do it either way. We are getting fairly close to selling that as well, but
so you still go to the PensacolaChamber.com a reservation. You probably can't just show up for that. You need to make a reservation.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Not chamber related, but community related. You know, Pensacola Navy Days next weekend, a whole weekend of activities. PensacolaNavyDays.org to get all the rundown of what's happening.
There's a lot going on.
Right. So, and there's also Blue Wahoos game this Thursday. That's Pensacola Navy Days is sponsoring. So
if you go
to our website, and if you can buy the tickets through our website, that helps us out. So go check that out as well. Lots of things happening, and never a dull moment.
All right. Well, I want to get to the really important stuff. Are you playing in the tournament Friday?
Of course. Yeah.
And are you a winner in the past?
I've never won.
You never won?
No.
Okay.
But
is that
I
a team
to.
Thing, or is that, I mean, yeah, is it yeah. individual or teams?
Yeah,
or what is
and Malcolm's going to be on my team, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That might be worth just hanging out and watching you guys.
Right. So, yeah.
Can you say Caddyshack?
Yeah, it'll look a lot like that.
That's what I'm thinking. So. Well, that's the thing people don't realize is when I love the chambers, all the chambers here in this area do such a great job and helping businesses grow. But the connections and networking is the best, and golf tournaments and the business after hours. You're making those business connections, but you're also building relationships.
Yeah.
And I'm still a big believer in the handshake and meeting somebody eye to eye. I think it makes all the difference.
Yeah, it really does.
You know, I mean, it's all texting and email and all that's great, but meeting somebody in person, hanging out with them, getting to know them a little bit is really, really valuable for your business.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So that's what we encourage. And, again, you go to PensacolaChamber.com to get all the details. Go to our calendar to see all the events. And check us out also on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all things we're doing.
And if you want to become a member, what are the hours there at your office? Where's your office located? Because you can stop in and chat with Willa.
Correct. Yeah. Here. So we're at 418 West Garden Street in the Pensacola State CoLab building.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. Across the street from Everman's.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come around. You know, the parking lot's on DeVillers. So you kinda come and park
back.
In there, and then, you know, you walk in up on the fourth floor. And yeah, just come talk to Willa. She'll give you all the information, give you all the benefits, everything that you'll get. And, just encourage you to, we want everyone to be a part of the chamber. We think it's great, and it'll be great for your business. So
well, it's an institution.
Join us.
It's been around for a long time, correct?
Yeah, it's 1889, the oldest chamber in the state of Florida.
Okay, but you're not that old.
Not yet.
But you've been here a long time, right?
Yeah. So I've been in this role 7 years.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. Good for you. You've done a great job, Todd.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming in and joining me on Pep Talk on Mondays. I really appreciate your time and keeping us up to date on everything that's happening. And if you want to find out more, go to PensacolaChamber.com. We've already went through a lot of different events. Thank you, Todd, for being here this morning.
Thanks, Meg.
Good luck at the tournament Friday. Get a hole in one.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.